Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Streetport, doing our daily podcast. So glad that you are with us today here from the United States of America. We are blessing you today. We're going to release a prophetic dream that I shared Sunday in my service, but I want to put it on a podcast so we'll all have it. It's called A September to Remember, Harvest and Judgment being released at the same time. All right, let's listen in. Blessings to you today as we release those wonderful sounds of Hebrew into the spirit realm. Well, it is April 10, 2024. We're already in the double digits of this month, the unraveling month, we're calling it. Dutch Sheets, Chuck Pierce gave that word. It is unraveling. Pray for Israel right now. I probably should do a podcast about it. It is getting really serious. There's a lot of sabotage from other governments. There's a report that came out today from Israel that it looks like administration here in America is trying to sabotage his administration, Prime Minister Netanyahu's administration. I don't want to get into all that. But anyway, it's a very serious issue right now. They have the internal uprising, but it's externally being resourced in order to cause a chaos in the country. I know Benny Gantz asked for elections in September, on and on it goes. But pray for them. I believe they're getting ready to go into Rafah, the southern part of Gaza. A lot of people say, well, they're pulling their troops out. Well, I think that's because they're going to start doing air bombing, and then they'll go in there and cut the head of that serpent off and try to retrieve the hostages, whichever ones are left alive, to find them and get them out of there. So let's pray for Israel. Make sure we cover them. Well, I want to release this word here today. I want to have it on a podcast. I shared it Sunday, and then I shared a little bit about it on Monday in my live stream, but I want to put it on a podcast so it'll be there for anybody to listen to it anytime. I'm going to title this September to Remember. That's not what the dream said until the end. That's a word the Lord gave me after that, and I believe it's for this September. Sometimes dreams doesn't always mean dates. It can be. It can be the numbers represented, but I want to lay it out here and tell you the dream and then give my insight to it and what I've run it by other prophetic voices and vetted it and just to give it to you and to be praying into this. This is an amazing thing that I believe is coming in starting in September. I don't think it may not happen that time, but it'll be a marker in time. But anyway, there was a group of leaders. A large group of leaders, and I knew they were discussing. I believe I was part of. I never saw myself. I just felt I was in the dream. And we were discussing world events and what the Lord was doing in the earth. It was kind of geopolitical as well as spiritual revival, just kind of what God was doing. And then I felt I could see where we were. We were in the southern part of Japan, southwest, I think. Wasn't sure, could have been center, Osaka area, whatever. And we were looking out over the ocean. I heard Pacific Rim, which if you know the territory, the Pacific Rim, you know where that goes. It goes all the way from Japan to Alaska, parts of Russia, northern Russia, northeast Russia, all the way down the west coast of Canada, west coast of America, Mexico, all the way to central South America, all the way to Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, all those nations anyway. Okay, so I gave you all the way to Korea, China, all the way back. Okay, that's the Pacific Rim. They call it the Ring of Fire as well because of the fault lines that are along that area. Anyway, and as we're talking, there was this man sitting in this chair. I just knew it was a seat of authority. That's what I knew in the dream. And he was huge, and he had this, I remember he had a big blue shirt on, like a long sleeve type, not like what we'd wear today, but it was blue, that always speaks of revelation, communion, Anyway, and he has this, I just knew this. He had huge authority. He carried it. And I knew whatever he decreed would come to pass. And then I looked from the south toward the north where he would have been. And I just realized then it's just the Lord Jesus himself sitting there. And then he starts speaking. And as he does, he takes his right arm and puts it across his chest. And with a motion, he waves it out across. And I can't describe this on a podcast, but if you know what a frisbee is, it's like throwing a frisbee. He waved it all the way across, motioning it outwardly. And then I saw the waters of the Pacific Rim, just waves just begin to move, and like this, like heat waves as well. And just knew this, whoosh, this power was released. And then I see a calendar, and I see the month of September, and the dates were sealed. And the way I thought of it was like the seven seals of the book of Revelation. And the only one that's worthy to open the seals was Jesus. And I felt that those dates were only going to be unsealed by Jesus. And anyway, I see 9/11. And of course, my thought is 9/11 is what happened in 2001 in America, that when we were attacked by the terrorists. And that's when I'm thinking, oh, no, he's going to unseal 9/11. That's what I felt. And he did. He unsealed 9/11, and which indicates what was coming. But in the dream, nothing was going to happen on 9/11. And I felt the Lord say, it's not going to be what like happened in 9/11. And I also knew I would be able to celebrate my birthday, because that's my birthday, and that basically there'd be no major events in the world that day. It's what I felt. And there were other people that actually had that same birthday in this group, and we were all had the same assurance. It's okay. We're not going to have another 9/11 that day, or we're not going to have another event like that, and we'll all be able to rest and celebrate what we have. And then that went back to Christ, the Lord. I felt it was the Lord sitting there with his arm motioning out over the Pacific Rim again, and he spoke these powerful words. I don't know how to explain what I felt. It was a wave, just like he waved his arm. I felt a wave of the Spirit come across me, and he said these words. He said, there will be a great harvest in the earth. And I saw it, and as I saw it, I knew it was going to be a harvest of souls, you know, signs, wonders, and miracles, but I knew it was going to be a new major harvest coming into the kingdom. I knew that all that was in me, but it was much more. I knew this, that it was going to become much easier to win the loss. As he waved his arm, I knew it released a spirit in the realm that opened the hearts of men to bring in the harvest. And I felt like this thing's going to happen where we'll just share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our story, our testimony, and people will come to the place where they say, I must be saved. And I'm excited about that. And then all of a sudden, I see the calendar again, and I see 9/16, and it was sealed. And the Lord unsealed 9/16, and it released great famine and judgment and disaster everywhere his arm motioned. There it went again. His arm went across that Pacific Rim, and it went all the way across. And I knew that I knew in the dream that we were going to see a simultaneous movement. We'll see both harvest and judgment at the same time. We'll see both harvest in the natural. We'll see spiritual harvest. But we'll also see attack on the harvest of the natural, of crops and things that economies and things like that. I would suggest. I can't say the Lord said that in the dream. I just knew it was going to be tragic in some areas. And I knew this. It was going to be so horrific, some of the disasters would be, that it would affect millions of people. I knew that. And then I saw that China would be hit the hardest by this. Now, I never want to see that to happen to any people group at all. But I know this, there's a prophetic call for China to rise up in this hour and be the church it's called to be a leader in the church. Chuck Pierce has said it many times. He believes the central place for Christianity in the last days will be China. And Chris Reed from Morningstar Ministries had seen a vision or a dream, I can't remember what it was, where he saw the present leader of China fall, another person came behind him, evil, and he fell, and then they had a great leader who brought back democracy, not like democracy, but freedom, that's the word he used, freedom to China. Okay, so I believe these judgments can do this because there's nothing worse than having crisis in a nation. Many believe that during the pandemic, that was where the people were ready to rise up anyway and overthrow their government. And they used the crisis to lock everybody down, to stop all the riots, to stop everything so that they can control. And they weaponized, Cindy Jacobs said, they weaponized during that time they built their military up during the COVID crisis. Okay, so that's another issue. But I wanted to bring that out there, that's what I believe is going to happen. Now, I want to say this. In reading the book of Revelation, when you study the seven seals, and these seals, there's basically nothing you can do to stop it. And I believe that a lot of times I get dreams or visions where we pray and we pray against these things. And here's what I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that those that are saints and those that need to be protected in this coming movement will be protected. God says in the word that we are not destined for wrath. And so we know there is a protection, that they be hidden in the shadow of the wings of the Lord, in the shadow of the Almighty, that death would not come near their door. It'd be like a Passover moment where that. Now, as we move into that season, I'm not sure when, I think the fall feast, Rosh Hashanah, it moves into October, but you're coming up to the fall feast during that time as well, and the Day of Atonement, judgment. You won't be far from that as well. So I think that's something that we need to pray about as far as what God is going to say in that hour. But I know this, that God wants to speak. I know Yom Kippur is on October 11, so we know those dates as well. So probably right around in that September time, you're going to see the Rosh Hashanah as we go into that season right there, and so forth. So this is a feast season as well. We know the feasts are speaking volumes right now. So in this encounter, I want to say to you that let's focus on the good, which is harvest is coming. I love the fact that it's going to happen all across the Pacific Rim. Now, well, I don't live on the Pacific Rim. Well, praise God, I'm protected from some things, but I also want to see the movement, because we've had words before, as California goes, so goes America. So it could sweep all the way across. It could come that direction. And it can go the other direction too. It can come from Asia all the way to Europe, go to Africa. It can do all those different things. It goes from Australia to Africa, etc. Look, revivals are amazing. I remember when I went to the Big Island in Hawaii, we were ministering there and we were learning the history of the move of God on that island. And there was a city on the east coast of that island called Hilo. And in this, in the movement of the Great Awakening, there were two people that came from Europe, from the UK, England, whatever, who were part of the Great Awakening. They came to Hilo and spread the gospel. And they said 90% of the city became born again. Now that's what I want to see. I want to see that level of harvest. So I just want to get on record that we're saying this. Sometimes people give prophetic after the fact. Oh, I had that. I just didn't tell anybody. Or they want to jump on and say things afterwards. I'm not trying to be like get attention. We just have a small little podcast. We're not trying to gain traction, get clicks and likes. I'm just here to tell you, I believe it's going to be this September is going to be a marked time. And the Lord, as I come out of the dream, I said, Lord, September, what is it? And he said, it'll be a September to remember. Now, that wasn't in the dream. That was afterwards. But I do believe that we'll remember what God did that month, how he began to start a harvest. Remember, Azusa Street started one day. Pensacola started one day. Toronto started one day. They didn't mean the full harvest came that day, but it started a harvest. And that's what we're going to believe for, that come this September, that we're going to see a harvest come to a new level. And I have another dream about the river of Ezekiel. I'll probably try to give that another time. I haven't really vetted that with some other prophetic people. But it's another sign that God is about to do something amazing and bring life to places there's never been life before. And I'm excited about that part as well. So will you join me in agreement that we'll pray protection over what needs to be protected, but also we'll prepare our hearts for the coming harvest. And we pray, Father, for all those that are on the Pacific Rim, especially, it just seems to be the targeted area come September. but it'll affect the whole world. There's no doubt about that. So, Father, I pray right now, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior, that, Lord, you're giving warnings and you're also giving promises. Lord, you said that you had to die in order for the Holy Spirit to come. Lord, there are some things that are tragic but bring forth life. And we say, Lord, even in the tragedy of what we're going to see coming in the world, we're going to see one of the greatest harvests we've ever seen. We call in those heirs of salvation, even as we speak, our families, our friends, those we're believing for in our nations, Lord. Today, in the name of Yeshua, we say amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Share this word with those you think will be interested. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow. Welcome, and thanks for listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport in Louisiana, United States of America. Don't forget our Olive School of Ministry. That we are taking fall applications for the fall 24 session. You can go to olivesm.com and you'll find the information about our website. Full-time ministry, training you on how to be in the ministry of the Lord. Okay, we want you to do that. Thanks for your giving. You can do that on our website or app, and you can find everything we're doing there on our application. God bless you. See you tomorrow.